My story? What am I, Mother Goose? Word of advice. Don't ask too many questions like that in this business, all right? You know, when you were working with Mr. Randall, you can all talk about your pasts and how you were wronged and you seek revenge, or you got your heart broken, or maybe you had a penile fracture in your youth. All the terrible things we try to forget. You like to bring that up and then talk about in poetic language all the shit that you see, all the shit you want to do, blah, blah, fucking blah. I talk about a few things. Killing people, plants, dogs, and titties. If you branch beyond that, odds are I won't give a fuck. But I'll make an exception. Since you're asking, I come from the East, all right? Now, you don't got to know much more than that. I got a strange fucking accent. Everybody always tells me I got a weird accent. Well, fuck you, you Western motherfuckers. You can just kiss my Southern ass. That's what I think. People say, that's not possible. How's a Southerner? Motherfucker, I walked. I got two fucking legs. I walked my ass here. It took me years. Damn near got eaten by death claws. Sucked up into some radioactive fuck-all tornado. But I fucking made it here, didn't I? How did you fucking do that? That's not possible. Kiss my ass. That's what I say. I came from the South. Not exactly where Mr. Randall came from. You know, it's all fucked up now. Hell, I don't much remember it. I was a young man when I left and came here. I've been here for decades, all right? And you know what? I do look young, thank you very much. My appearance belies my age. That's the kind of thing my mama would say. She was a good woman. Don't like to talk about my mama. I'm very sensitive about my mama. You know, she would make biscuits. Do you know what a biscuit is? You probably don't know shit about biscuits and gravy. It's a delicacy where I'm from.